Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police talking more about the shooting in a Madison, Wisconsin Christian school that left two people, a student and a teacher, dead and six others wounded. Investigators tell ABC's Alex Perez a 15-year-old girl was the gunman.
The suspected shooter using a handgun, police say, injuring at least six others, dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The chaos unfolding just before 11 a.m. Monday. Authorities from across the state responding to Abundant Life Christian, a private K-12 school, after a second grader called 911.
A senior Russian general responsible for Russian chemical, biological, and nuclear readiness was killed today in a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment in Moscow. The blast coming a day after Ukraine leveled criminal charges against him. Ukraine is claiming responsibility. After months of deadlock, Israel and Hamas appear to be moving closer to a ceasefire to end their 14-month war. Mediation talks starting up again recently. This is ABC News. A terrifying chase in Ohio ends with a baby flying out of a van.
Police say it all started when Zachary Shervenka was at a Walmart near Toledo, where someone recognized him from an arrest warrant. An officer approaches him with his 9-month-old and 5-year-old children in the back as their mother loads their groceries. Police say Shervenka sped off, reaching speeds up to 100 miles per hour with the van door wide open. As they round a turn, the 9-month-old boy goes flying out of the vehicle. The baby boy was found after an hour in the cold, still strapped into his car seat.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Shervenka facing child endangerment charges now. As the Federal Reserve kicks off its last meeting of the year on interest rates today, there are warnings from experts. Don't get too used to the constant cuts. The Fed's widely expected to announce another drop in a key interest rate at its meeting when it ends tomorrow. But experts say with inflation still stuck a little over 2%, the Fed may signal fewer cuts soon. Sherry Preston, ABC.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's in Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce invites you over to historic Main Street in Ashland to enjoy their Merry Old Christmas. While you shop in their quaint shops, you can stop and visit with Santa and get your picture taken from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., enjoy a wiener roast, a fundraiser for the Monday Club, and their traditional Slayer wagon rides from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. up and down historic Main Street, and a fun day for all. For more information, call 715-682-2500. Once again, that's Saturday, December 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on historic Main Street in Ashland. The American Red Cross encourages people to create a new holiday tradition, giving blood or platelets. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Rebecca Rockhill, Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director.
We can give a gift to a person who is fighting cancer or a newborn who is needing blood, someone who may be going through a sickle cell crisis. Giving gifts and saving lives as a family together, what a great tradition to start with families going into the new year.
People who give blood between December 9th and 15th will receive a $15 e-gift card. You can schedule your appointment to give blood by calling the Red Cross, using the Red Cross donor app, or visiting redcrossblood.org.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And with more on the Madison school shooting yesterday, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Police say the suspect shot eight people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. Two people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. Four people, three students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. Two of them have been sent home from the hospital. Nine schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carolyn Sue Hames, age 83, of Butternut, passed away on Tuesday, December 10th. Remaining to cherish Carolyn's memory are her husband, Jack Hames, her brothers, Mike Conaway and Tom Conaway, her sister, Patty Conaway Browning, her sons, Jonathan Schaefer Hames and Jason Drake Hames, her daughter-in-law, along with four grandchildren and 10 cousins. A memorial mass will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 21st, at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut, with Father Sajay Pazukathara officiating and Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will co-officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Carolyn Sue Hames, 83, of Butternut. Joan Carol Peterson, age 84, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, December 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her son, Jim Peterson, of Hazelhurst, and further survived by her two grandchildren, along with three sisters, Linda Melcheski of and Margot Gross, along with Mary Kemp. Further survived by three brothers, by Ken Kiefer, and further survived by Jeff Kiefer and Tom Kiefer, and also survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral service to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Friday, December 20th at 2 p.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Friday from 1 p.m. until the time of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Joan Carol Peterson, age 84, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night. Head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Oh, we have a lot of local sports going on tonight, including the rivalry, Shawamigan and Phillips boys basketball. This will be in Park Falls tonight, 5:45 JV, and a 7:15 varsity start time tonight. Little Eagle Dribblers will perform at halftime of the varsity game tonight for the Shawamigan basketball program. Team Seal Hockey, varsity hockey team at home tonight versus the Northwest Icemen. That'll be a 6 o'clock drop of the puck tonight at the Park Falls Rec Arena. The middle school boys, the Butternut High School boys and girls will play host to Mercer doubleheader tonight. The boys starting at 5:45 and the girls game to follow that. The Lakeland swim team will host Tomahawk. The Lakeland boys hockey team will be at Kingsford Ice Arena up in Kingsford, Michigan. And the boys basketball team, JV varsity all levels, they will be hosting Wausau West coming up in action this evening. Your sports update brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Let's get you a keyword to see if we can make you a winner of our hourly text to win contest. And Carol is the keyword this hour. Carol, C-A-R-O-L, as in Christmas Carol, C-A-C-A-R-O-L. Text that to us right now and you'll be in hourly drawings. We've had winners from all over northern Wisconsin. Oh my goodness gracious sakes, we have had Lisa Dahlgren of Butternut, Tom Sharp of Park Falls, Jennifer Schulke and Ron Brendelin of Park Falls, Dory Mongold of Park Falls, Brian Roush of Phillips, and Carrie Sherwinski of Butternut. Either $100 in cash or overnight stays at Chula Vista. So if you haven't won yet, go ahead. Text us the keyword Carol, C-A-R-O-L. We'll see if we can make you a winner. Do that through the Civic Media app. Put it on your Android or iPhone, hit 98Q, text the word Carol, do that before 8 o'clock, and you are in. Good luck.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
But I do love the Midwest. Every Christmas, I go to Milwaukee. I love telling my friends in California that I go to Wisconsin in December. They're like, oh, no, no. Don't go there. Like, that's where my wife's family's from. You should get a new wife. All I do in Wisconsin is eat cheese. I know it's a cliche, but in Wisconsin, it's like they're trying to get rid of it. Oh, hey, you want some cheese? I just woke up. That's a yeah, right? Have you ever eaten so much cheese you think, I may never use the bathroom again? People on the East Coast think that's weird. In the Midwest, that's Monday. But it's the weather. That's why we eat the way we do. We're just like, arr, arr, arr. It's still winter. Arr, arr, arr. It's summer, but I'm on a roll.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Time is love.
everybody for coming out tonight. So, what do you call a kid who doesn't believe in Santa? A rebel without a clause.
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
Had a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show. We can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride." My big green tractor, we can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me.
Buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there.
Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay at 98Q Country. Get a little Christmas music coming your way in just a little bit here. The team at Forward Insurance in Park Falls and Phillips, they help to bring you Christmas music here on the morning show, and that's ahead for you in just a little bit. I hope you are well on this Tuesday morning, 17th of December, a week from tonight. It's the jolly guys' big night. It's the big night. Ooh, the biggest nights of all. It's a week from tonight. Christmas is a week from tomorrow. What else? Vikings that took care of the Bears. That was an ugly game last night, wasn't it? Sometimes I think teams like the Vikings who are pretty good. You get in a game like that and penalties start flying and all of a sudden, I don't know, you just kind of play to what's going on. And it was an ugly game, but the Vikings won it. You kind of had a feeling that the Vikings were in control of that game most of the way. Although it wasn't out of reach until, you know, mid-fourth quarter or so. So we'll do it again. We got, 3 weeks left in the National Football League season. 3 weeks left in the Packers. We'll be in action this Sunday. Is it a Sunday or Monday night game? Monday night. They're playing all these Packers. Never play a Sunday noon game anymore, do they? They're going to go Monday night this week. For some reason, the powers that be thought the Saints were going to be a pretty good team this year. The Packers should take care of business Monday night against the Saints, and then they'll travel to Minnesota before they wrap up the regular season hosting the Bears. The Packers will be a playoff team. They aren't officially clinched yet, but they'll be that 6 or 7 wild card team, it looks like. They're 2 games out of the division with only 3 to go, and they're trailing 2 teams, Lions and Vikings, so that's probably not going to happen. Well, I ate way too many cookies over the weekend. I got a little bit of a bug over the weekend. Not that bug. I got the itch. Not that itch. I just got a little bit of an inkling to make cookies, and it doesn't happen very often. It's kind of like, I don't know about you guys or gals too, I guess. Sometimes, for whatever reason, you just get that, just like cleaning, whatever it may be, the cleaning itch, the got to get stuff done. For some reason, me and cookies this past weekend, and I'd like to say this morning that my name is Joel, and I've got a cookie problem. I've got a real I got too many cookies at home. Now I feel like a cookie dealer. I brought all the cookies to the employees here at the radio station, and I last night it hit me. I said, am I addicted? And am I now dealing? I'm not sure if it's good cookies, though. It's good cookies. Good problem to have. So we're feeling the effects of that here this morning. We're also feeling the effects, of course, of the school shooting in Madison. That happened late yesterday morning. We'll have another update on the latest on that. Our very own Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson was up late last night putting together the final information. They're going to have another press conference, I believe, today with any updated information on the shooting. And, of course, it's hard to watch. Obviously hard to watch, period. But it's hard to turn on network TV because the CNNs and the Foxes are covering it. And I get it, they've got to cover it, but there's just so much nauseating filler stuff in between that we keep hearing every time that there's a school shooting. And all I know, and I say this to my wife, and she looks at me and she says, I've heard you say that before. All I know, when people look for, you know, the whys, the who, what's, and whys of the whole thing is, all I know is violence is everywhere in our society. It's there in video games. It's there in movies. Violent things, not only violence, but sexual violence, everything is all right there for kids and everybody to see. All right? It's a generation unlike any others in that they're exposed to all kinds of different things. I'm not saying that that's the reason why, but if you're going to say that it's not a contributing factor, I'll probably say you're wrong to that. Just the exposure of violence, and the kids see things and their minds are altered by things that they see every single day on social media, movies, video games, the Grand Theft Autos, all that stuff. And the fact that this country just does not want to do anything gun regulating wise. It's just baffling to everybody that a high percentage of people believe that there should be at least a little better monitoring of what's going on with guns. Most people are just like, just let it go. Most people want just a little bit anyway. Just a little bit. But the powers that be doesn't seem like they want to do that. And again, the guns aren't the problem, and the schools aren't even the problem, I think, because if somebody wants to do that stuff, they're going to do it where they're going to do it. You know, they're going to, if it's at the school or wherever. So it continues to be an ongoing battle. The shootings at schools, and we had one in Madison yesterday, and Savannah Tomei Olson will have more on that coming up in just a little bit. Our keyword in our text to win contest today is Carol. Carol. Text that to us right now. We've got overnight stays at Chula Vista. $100 bills were given away. And grand prize drawings next week. And if you just text, even if you don't win, if you just text us that word, you will automatically be in for the grand prize drawings. And all those grown-up Christmas gifts are listed at civicmedia.us. Let's get updated right now, including an update on the Madison shooting. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police talking more about the shooting in a Madison, Wisconsin Christian school that left two people, a student and a teacher, dead and six others wounded. Investigators tell ABC's Alex Perez a 15-year-old girl was the gunman.
The suspected shooter using a handgun. Police say injuring at least six others, dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The chaos unfolding just before 11 a.m. Monday. Authorities from across the state responding to Abundant Life Christian, a private K-12 school, after a second grader called 911.
A senior Russian general responsible for Russian chemical, biological, and nuclear readiness was killed today in a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment in Moscow. The blast coming a day after Ukraine leveled criminal charges against him. Ukraine is claiming responsibility. After months of deadlock, Israel and Hamas appear to be moving closer to a ceasefire to end their 14-month war. Mediation talks starting up again recently. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Friday, December 27th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Zip Mountain Bike Trail is lighting up the night. with their fat bikes by candlelight. Lights will be placed along the beginner trails at the Zip for a magical ride through the woods. You can enjoy an evening around a bonfire with fellow silent sport enthusiasts, and Zip snowshoe trails will be open. The event is free to the public, but donations are welcome and appreciated. All funds are used to build, maintain, and groom trails in the Lakeland area. Don't have a fat bike? Don't worry. Demo bikes from Schwamigan Adventure Company will be available to try out. This is a great opportunity for all ages, for families, and for anyone new to fat biking in the winter. Once again, that's Friday, December 27th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Zip Mountain Bike Trail in Minocqua. Lean on trusted friends to avoid being scammed this holiday. Here's Lisa Hale.
Don't be a victim this holiday season. Before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin to unsolicited emails or texts, reach out to someone you trust, like your financial advisor or institution, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verve Credit Union.
Before you do anything at all, before you take the money out, before you transfer anything, before you go buy gift cards, feel free to reach out to your financial institution. No matter what financial institution it is, we're looking to help you. Talk to us. We want to help you. We want to be your partners in all this so you don't feel taken advantage of.
Wheat says the most common holiday scams are fake charities, look-alike online stores, gift card scams, and holiday vacation scams.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And with more on the Madison school shootings from yesterday, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. 9 schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their 2 quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver, no charge, within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
It's two tickets to a concert. It's a Daytona airbrush t-shirt. Wondering who's gonna kiss who first. You know what I'm talking about. Hey baby, what you doing tonight? It's butterflies and Bud Lights under the stars and on the stripes of a beach towel in a spring break town. It's playing in the night air through the speakers all night long. Couple kids just living that American country love song. In every town and every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way. Loves Jenny on a license plate. It's daddy getting mad cause you came home late. It's one last kiss in the driveway. Hey radio DJ, can you play that song that she loves so I can turn it up and maybe turn her on? An American country love song. In every town and every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for love. Can a pair of old my blue eyes let them fireworks start? That American country love song ain't never gonna quit playing on and on and on and on. So let's raise a glass, cheerleaders and quarterbacks, cowboys and country girls all around this small town world, to the same old pickup lines we've tried a million times.
all the bad and good as it gets to the ones that you ain't met yet. In every town, in every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for luck, in a pair of old mild blue eyes set them fireworks start. That American country love song, they never know to quit playing on and on and on.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
See my family.
Love and joy.
Getting together with the family.
And lots of glitter.
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
A woman is a mystery. Just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow. Be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something. Suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile on your face. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something.
Currington and 98Q Country. Keyword this hour, Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Get that to us through the Civic Media app to be in for this hour's drawing. We've had winners, oh my goodness gracious, we've been giving away $100 bills and night stays at Chula Vista, Lisa Dahlgren, Tom Sharp, Jennifer Schulke, Ron Brendelin, Dory Mongold, Brian Roush, Carrie Sherwinski, all winners in our Civic Media Text to Win contest with 98Q. Keywords 7, 11, 1, and 4. 7, 11, 1, and 4 through the day. So the keyword this hour, Carol. C-A-R-O-L, Forward Investment Services in Park Falls, helps to bring you some of the sounds of the Christmas season. So listen for that. And they wish you a wonderful Christmas season, the folks at Forward Investment Services. It's Christmas. Are you feeling Christmas yet? I wasn't a little while ago, like a week ago or so, but I've got the Christmas feel now. I'll admit I've had my Christmas tree up for a while. Don't get me started on that. It's just me. You can tell it's Christmas time because I don't know if you saw it during the game last night, but they're advertising flu shots with a little tint of eggnog in it now. So that's always always a nice little addition. Mm-hmm. 8 days away, and they say that 10% of people that 10% of people. Actually, 30% of Americans, they say, have not even bought a single Christmas gift yet. 30% of Americans have not bought a single Christmas gift yet. Or you could substitute 30% for just husbands, is what you could do. Just throw that right in there. Did you see the during the game last night, there was the worst and the best Santa that I've seen in a long time. It was looked like a Mike Ditka Santa. And they didn't even try. There was the Mike Ditka beard and glasses and Santa outfit. It was horribly wonderful. I enjoyed. I laughed at the Mike Ditka Santa last the Bears game. what else? What else is going on here? I invested. I mentioned to my wife last week. She's struggling, I think, to find something for Christmas. Because you know that when you mention something to your spouse or significant other, like a couple of weeks before Christmas, and then you end up getting that, like boom, it just, right there. You know that that person was struggling to find you something for Christmas. I mentioned to my wife a couple of weeks ago, I said, I'm thinking about getting one of those electric shovels, those rechargeable electric shovels. I've got a flat roof on my house, and I could probably use it up there occasionally. I just kind of dropped a hint to her, and all of a sudden, she was just like, she was on it. Like frosting on a cookie. She was just right there. Another cookie reference. I've got a cookie problem here. But she was right on it, and yesterday in the mail. Was it in the mail? It showed, I don't know where it came from. It just showed up. I came home and there it was. I'm not sure where my wife got it or what happened. But it was an early Christmas present. And once you know that the day I get it, of course, all the snow, it rained the night before, basically. So there wasn't much snow. I found a little bit. I went out there and rechargeable battery. It takes care of the snow. It takes care of what the dog left behind in the yard. It's absolutely just wonderful. It just... You know, when it's flinging that stuff across the yard, it's got a little zip to it. So I it's not something that I'll use all the time. I'm still able to shovel. Don't get me. You're like, Joel, you lazy morning guy. I basically got it for my roof. I've got a part of the roof on my house that whoever built it, they decided they were going to make that part of the roof perfectly flat, which I don't quite get, but I love my house. But I don't love that flat part of the roof. So that'll be me. And so I'm good. I'm good on, I got all the Christmas cookies baked. I've got the, I've got my present already. So I'm ready. I'm ready for St. Patrick's Day. Let's move along, everybody.
Are you a meat lover? Make Lena's Northern Pines your dinner destination. We now have porterhouse steaks nightly, including soup and salad bar, or enjoy our prime rib and smoked pork buffet on Saturday.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Stock up on everyday essentials at Menards and save big money. We're your one-stop shop for pet food and supplies. Feed your pets wild side with Blue Buffalo dog and cat food. It's made with real meat and natural ingredients that your pets will love. Save big on Blue Buffalo pet food at Menards. And don't forget to visit Menards.com to see our weekly flyer for all our great deals.
Some of the sounds of the Christmas season are brought to you by Forward Bank and Park Falls and Phillips, bringing you this Christmas classic. Oh, Brenda Lee. Brenda Lee, 98Q Country.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Stuff I got for Christmas. Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jet first 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam.
Five